Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. Win. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Real Madrid, the most successful team in European club competition. Real Madrid catch them out. It's open now for Valverde. Double block and Bellingham's there.
With the ball, and he's coached it away from Ostergaard and scored a quite wonderful goal.
Perfection in the group stage. Played 6 and won 6 for Real Madrid.
With Bellingham. He's only got Vinicius up with him. Rico, maybe not needed. Vinicius, it's a brilliant counter-attacking goal.
Valverde. Vinicius Jr. looked offside to me. Square to Rodrigo. Terrific save. He scored. A goal inside 12 minutes. For Real Madrid, 2 hours of football here in Manchester tonight could not separate Manchester City and Real Madrid. What is going to settle it is a shootout.
Revenge! The sweetest revenge for Real Madrid. Shredded in Manchester last year. Celebrating in Manchester tonight.
The perennial winners of this competition, it seems like, 14-time champion Real Madrid. They're tied for the second most wins in the Champions League this season. By the way, they're undefeated. The other three are draws. They've scored in every Champions League match this season, and they're seeking their second title in the last 3 seasons. That's how they are. By the way, we have a nice little fun picture that we found of two young Englishman, one's German now, but back in the day when
little Jude
Yamal Musiala was
wasn't that long ago, by the way.
Yeah, it's true. This is the U15s. Jude Bellingham and Jamal Musiala, who will be going head to head.
Fun fact: you know who the captain of this side was?
I do.
Yunus Musa.
Yeah, there you go. That's unbelievable, huh? Now
Cole Palmer's on this team as well. I mean, you
stacked.
Talk about a U15 side getting it right.
Talent identification.
Yeah. But you got to retain that talent.
Right.
Until they're gone.
That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Is getting it right.
And so that's why I think we're so good at it, because we also have good talent identification on this side of the pond.
It's definitely much better and a lot more streamlined than it was when we were growing up.
Yeah.
Well, I'm putting you. You're much younger than me. But yeah, definitely.
You were playing in the indoor soccer leagues, right?
Yeah. The wintertime? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What'd they do?
3 different indoor
trials
teams.
Down by the dock?
ODP? Yeah, it was much different. Yeah.
Nice.
Tony Lepore runs it now for the U.S. Does an amazing
job. You know
job.
Where he's from?
Oh, no. Come on. We're getting off topic here.
The great state of New Hampshire, baby.
I don't get it. Are you Massachusetts or New Hampshire?
Both. I'm New England.
Yeah, that's
I was born in Massachusetts, grew up in New Hampshire until high school, and then I've been to Massachusetts.
Yeah, you are New England. That's why you love driving down
it's
here.
It's in the
Stanford.
Blood. Yeah, I love New England.
Where's your third house? Is it New Hampshire or?
It's in Stanford. Going to be soon. I heard. Let's talk Real Madrid. We all think that they're the favorites. What do we give them? 60-40 in this matchup, Real Madrid.
Is that being favorable to Munich?
And that might be kind. They don't have too many injuries. Dani Carvajal, we're talking about team news. Dani Carvajal will be out because he's suspended. Lucas Vazquez, who in the last couple of games that he's played at right back, has deputized very well. I mean, we saw his game in El Clásico was phenomenal. He had a really strong game in El Clásico, and he's set to start at right back. Mendy, by the way, has missed the last two games with muscular issues, so we don't know if he will start, but hopefully he does make that starting lineup. If not, Ancelotti is going to have to go to the bench. But Rudiger Tchouaméni, obviously, it seems like Carlo Ancelotti has much more confidence in Tchouaméni than he does in Nacho. But Tchouaméni wasn't available for the second leg against Manchester City, and Nacho was pretty good in the second leg against City. And then from there, it's usual suspects going forward. Brian, do you think Real Madrid has peaked at the right time this season? Because around the Leipzig matchup, we had a couple of doubts, maybe a slump in play, but it seems that they are just getting to that perfect point just at the right time.
Well, I mean, you look at the guy on the screen here. Ancelotti, he understands his team and every team he's ever coached and always seems to get the best out of them, especially as the stakes get higher. And you look at that attacking three, they're so dynamic. Rodrigo and Vinicius Jr. are just have this connection that can unsettle teams. They can play on the same side. They can work together basically to try and get in behind just the two of them alone. And then you add Bellingham in those late runs into the penalty area and countless goals that he scored. Leading scorer, 21 goals. This is a team that's very, very dynamic. And against, as we talked about, a Bayern Munich team that defensively hasn't been near as strong. I mean, the league, they've given up 22 goals. I think it's actually, it was more than that. It was 33, 32, something like that. And those are things that are different for Bayern Munich.
Yeah. 38 goals.
38 goals, yeah. So, and that's much different. I mean, look at Leverkusen, 22 goals, right? For me, I think to answer your question, they continue to get better every match, especially as they go deeper into this competition.
Alexis, what's been the thing that's impressed you the most?
For Real Madrid?
Real Madrid.
I would say for me, the word that comes to mind is electric. They are electric, whether it's, you know, overloading one side, whether it's the counterattack, whether it's the late runs into the box, they're electric. I couldn't say that about Bayern. Bayern seems more pragmatic, more systemized. I don't have as much confidence that they can find a way to win. Whereas Real Madrid, I'm expecting them to do something, spectacular.
Right. I'm thinking of patterns and ways that this game can fall out. Real Madrid, there's no doubt about it, they feel very comfortable on the break. The counterattack, especially with the speed and the quality of Rodrigo, of Vinicius, they can kill you in a second. In a second, you blink and you're done. You think that they might drop deeper, or is it going to be a jab, jab, jab both ways the entire game?
I don't see them dropping deeper, like they played
against
Manchester
City,
right? In the second leg, we were all like, what the hell is Real Madrid doing? They don't sit in low blocks like this is Mourinho's side, but they needed to do that in order to progress. They couldn't go toe-to-toe with Manchester City. Manchester City had the chances to win the game, right? But Real Madrid did whatever it took to win the tie. Now they're in the semifinal. I expect them to play their game in both legs. They're not gonna sit back and defend. Control possession, and then you try and find Vinicius Jr. and Rodrigo in transition, get them isolated 1v1, and Jude Bellingham, we've seen how good he is with whether it's late runs in the box or making the game. I think Jude Bellingham is one of those players that he's grown a lot in the attacking phase of the game, of his game. But we all know he's played as a six at Dortmund. He's played as the box-to-box with England. He can do whatever it takes to win Real Madrid this match in Munich. So I'm expecting them to be dynamic and create a lot of chances against a Munich side that will try and be, I think, a little bit more pragmatic, defensive, and look to kind of get into the attacking third on the break, just on the counter and in transition.
And if you sit back, if Real Madrid sits back and tries to hit him on the counter, I think the one thing we know about Bayern Munich is they're comfortable with that. They're comfortable in possession. They can pass the ball from side to side because that's what happens in the Bundesliga. Most teams sit back against them.
Right.
So you're opening yourself up to the possibility of Harry Kane getting free. Or, you know, Musiala makes the box just like Bellingham does.
Yep.
And you can see, you know, that being an issue if you do sit back and try and hit him on the counter. But having said that, they are so good.
And that's where I was going towards. I don't want my sit back to be interpreted as low block like late second half against Manchester City. More just contain Real Madrid also, even if Bayern has the ball. Real Madrid feels comfortable without the ball, too, because they know they can keep you where they need to keep you. And if need be, if the game, you know, falls into that circumstance, you got a Vini or a Rodrigo.
You have to take it into account, because we always take into account form and confidence. Madrid have won 7 of the last 8. They're unbeaten in Europe this season. 18-match unbeaten run in all competition. They're coming into this in good form with health on their side. So I expect them to have that. The energy level is high and putting a lot of pressure on Munich because they don't want to go into, you know, the second half being down a goal and trying to find the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. This is going to be a fun day. There's a lot of soccer. I'm going to be rotting in front of the TV all afternoon because Boca also plays at 7 p.m. Listen, if you can't get enough of the Champions League, boy, do we have something for you. Make sure you check out this. It's CBS's newest fast channel, Champions League. It's a new 24-hour streaming channel that'll serve as the year-round destination for nonstop highlights of all the memorable moments and dramatic finishes from the world's most prestigious club soccer tournament, the UEFA Champions League. So make sure to check it out on the CBS Sports app and Pluto TV. When you've got, I don't know, nothing to do, all the soccer's done, just turn this on and watch the best moments of Champions League ever.
This is the perfect channel for like an Italian coffee shop to leave on 24/7.
Oh my God.
Perfect.
Yeah, or at my house. Just my girlfriend's not going to like it too much, but hey, you know, maybe she becomes a Champions League expert after just a couple of days.
It only takes 2 minutes of sheer horror.
A new Paramount Plus original docuseries.
We were dealing with a serial killer preying on elderly women.
A cold-blooded killer hidden in plain sight.
He's suffocating people with pillows.
Leaving corpses all over Texas.
How did it happen?
I was responsible for her. The guilt is immeasurable.
They covered it up.
Pillowcase Murders, now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus.